This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
From News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is suing Harris County. It comes a month after county commissioners voted to renew funding for an immigrant legal defense program. News 88.7 Sarah Gruno has more.
Paxton's lawsuit targets county staffers and the county's five elected commissioners, including Tom Ramsey, who cast the lone dissenting vote on the funding allocation in October. He raised questions to staff members about the legality of the county's Immigrant Legal Services Fund during that meeting.
We can legally do this. This is several different nonprofits are involved in these services.
The program provides funding for legal representation to immigrants in the Houston area who are in detention or facing the threat of deportation.
Paxton's lawsuit claims the decision to pay for deportation defense was motivated by opposition to federal immigration raids. Veterans from all over Southeast Texas were at Houston City Hall to mark Veterans Day. News 88.7's Michael Atkinson was there.
Dozens of Army, Navy, Air Force, and other military service members paid tribute on Tuesday to their fellow veterans in a ceremony outside City Hall. Elected officials from city council members to Congresswoman Sylvia Garcia also commemorated the sacrifices of veterans. Here's Houston Fire Chief Thomas Munoz, a former Coast Guard commander.
I cannot thank you enough what you have done for me, for a great country. And it is bestowed on us as is what you have paid.
Munoz and other elected officials emphasized Houston leaders, including Mayor John Whitmire's support of veterans. Whitmire himself was not in attendance, though city council members read a Veterans Day proclamation on his behalf. I'm Michael Atkinson, News 88.7.
It probably won't be as cold tonight. It should be mostly clear with an overnight low around 57 degrees. For Wednesday, sunny skies, high around 81, and then warmer temperatures Wednesday night, clear skies with an overnight low near 63 degrees. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.7.